because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Vegas nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. If you're near a computer, Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. It's true, I don't like Mondays, and there's not enough coffee on the planet to help me wake up, but we're going to do our best to entertain you and talk about what's happening in the NFL, the NHL, and all NBA and UFC
football.
And all kinds of stuff. With me, as always, for the last 217 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. How are you, sir?
Jonathan, what is happening on this lovely, cloudy Monday in November?
I know, it's hard to believe that, you know, when we have bad weather here in Las Vegas, that really this is like, you know, 70 degrees in Chicago, this would be summer. You know, it's like, oh, the weather is so cold, so windy, so cloudy. This is great. This is great. Also joining us, Tanya Brennan, a semi-regular now on Vegas Nuns.
Thanks for having me.
NFL sports analyst, consultant, and all things considered.
I want a title like yours, though.
Ambassador of Fun?
Which one, the Wizard of Whoopi?
I don't know, but that took literally...
we need to give you a title.
It took 3 minutes to get through, so I'd love to... I want credentials like that.
3 minute credit? Well, I think you said sports analyst consultant. Sports consultant analyst.
Sports marketing consultant,
sports lady.
Well, we'll talk about
sports
that.
Woman. Sports woman. And if I said sports chick, I'd get in trouble for that. Sports chick. You know, sports chick wouldn't be... Would sports chick...
Why?
Not
is
too
that,
offensive.
I don't know why. I think everyone's a little overly chick. Sensitive.
I'm not too offended by that.
You're not sports chick?
No, not at all.
Sports chick, Tanya Brennan.
Woohoo!
And it's 70 degrees outside. It's backed up at the spaghetti ball. And just like you're saying, it's backed up at the spaghetti ball. We used to have a guy when we were on another station that would do the traffic on the half hour. And he would be radio guy. He'd be talking like radio guy. And we would laugh every time
we went to break.
Yeah. It's 70 degrees outside. It's backed up at the spaghetti ball. Radio guy.
We love radio guy.
So I had a fun-filled weekend.
Do tell.
Vegas nonstop was definitely nonstop. Saw Tony Bennett over the weekend on Saturday night.
Really? Nice.
Tony Bennett, 91 years old at
the
Wynn.
He's amazing.
That's ridiculous.
Dancing, singing, did all the hit songs. Phenomenal.
I had the opportunity to perform with Mr. Bennett in San Francisco as a side dancer.
Where he left his heart.
What
kind of a dancer?
A side dancer.
A side dancer?
We'll describe that later.
Dancer.
All kidding aside.
No, like an ambient...
He brought about 8 of us to perform in one of his shows.
That's wonderful.
And we did the whole crazy little outfit back, you know, the old school with the hair slicked back. And all put the painted black molds on our faces. You know, we had that look. That was amazing.
Out of the tree of life.
There you go.
I just picked me a plum. That's the name of the show. The name of his show this time is The Best Is Yet to Come. And if you're 91 and you're saying The Best Is Yet to Come...
That's pretty optimistic.
And then yesterday I went to the Vegas Cares benefit
at
the Venetian with our friend Al Bichour. You know Al. You're friends with Al as well. I thought Al might drop in today. Al's the host of two radio shows. One is called Slow Jams that he's had on for 15 years now.
He comes in
and
like
the other
is with his sexy voice.
Secret Garden Radio.
Oh.
He's like how you
hashtag
catch
Secret
Al Bichour,
Garden Radio. Al Bichour. I could drop it down and talk like Al. I'm going to start talking to a sexy man voice.
You're doing pretty good at that, Jonathan.
Yeah, I could drop it down, right?
Wow.
Yeah, this is usually after a few Jack Daniels. It just goes down to that naturally. So did that. And then we went to the Blind Pig afterwards.
You did?
Yeah, we went to the Blind Pig. We didn't know Kimmy Couture. Kimmy wasn't there, but Chef Tommy was there. And
we
couldn't remember what we had when we did
the
podcast.
You were texting me?
That's why I was texting you.
What's the chicken? I didn't know what you were talking about.
We had I had the chicken francais last night with... I don't know what
pasta
with penny pasta, penny pasta, brown gravy, just out of this world. Chef Tommy just knocks it out. Everybody loved, you know, I love the meatballs and everything. Blind Pig is what's the next to the high rise?
It's underneath the Panorama Towers.
I never remember what high rise it is. They look the same to me.
I tell people all the time, if you just want a good local red sauce Italian joint that we're used to on the East Coast or in Chicago, this is the place you want to go. Chef Tommy's from Brooklyn. He's making his grandmother's recipes where the sauce used to sit for hours on Sundays for Sunday dinner. Everything's made from scratch. Tom used to own the Venetian restaurant here in town for 20 years. So he's very well-versed in Italian cuisine.
And a great guy.
And the food's great. It's a fun scene. Yeah. Great bar. TVs are on. Games are on. The staff is wonderful.
Yeah, we watched the Miami game and Raider game. Actually, the Raider game.
That ended up being a better game than I thought it was going to be.
Great game.
It was close to the end. You know.
Here's what I want to know.
What?
These guys in Vegas that make these lines, right?
Those guys.
These guys.
Jay Cornegie and those guys.
The line was 3 last night, and wouldn't you know it, it falls right on 3.
On the 3.
With Miami giving the old backdoor push. I won't go into
take
more detail.
Take me to Miami.
But, and converting a two-point conversion to force the three-point push.
Yeah, I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Now, I was a little surprised. I was actually shocked that the Dolphins came back from that deficit.
Yeah.
And it was that close to the end.
Yeah.
This is going to lead us into our discussion about how bad the NFL is.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say bad, I don't just mean the play on the field. The play calling.
Wait,
Jack Del Rio had his team up by 11 points in the fourth quarter late. With Derek Carr,
going right in.
And they should have run the ball and killed the clock. Instead, they passed the ball. It got juggled and intercepted by Miami, and that led to that drive downfield for that score.
This is what I love about Jeffrey. He said, "We're going to talk about this later."
Yeah, he goes right in. He goes right in. So, how was your weekend?
Forget my weekend.
I couldn't help it because I remember watching the game last night, thinking, "What is this jerk thinking throwing the ball?"
Well, I've got a few things I want to talk about before right in, but I want to hear
how your weekend was.
Tanya, was anything?
My weekend was very exciting. We had an event on Friday night at the Aria for Grant a Gift for Autism. So that was...
You know, I saw that you went to that, and I wish I would have known about it. I really do.
It was a great event, great
turnout. Because I've worked with autistic fundraisers for 20 years.
Jonathan's just off the spectrum.
He's just off the spectrum. But it was a great
I think I'm
turnout.
Closer to Asperger's.
The only thing is
I'm
is that
I'm painting the Asperger's.
More like cheeseburgers.
I actually went to bid in the very beginning, to bid on a necklace from Michael Minden, and I was outbid. So I was a little bummed out about that.
But. You know, with those silent auctions, you have to be careful because you almost want to stalk for a while and see where the pricing is.
It's a challenge.
Figure
a game.
Out the items that you want, and then just as it's ending... You dive in there, and then you put your price down.
You get caught up in the game. So how was the? Where was the event at?
It was at Aria. And relaxed a little bit this weekend. And then Sunday, you know, was a very consistent day of football for me.
Yeah, you watched the Niners lose
again. We'll talk about that some more.
Jeffrey, with a G-Line one, go ahead. What did you, you know, I think you had a couple of dinners. You had a nice couple dinners.
We did. I had some friends in from
You were
from
at
Aria
too, weren't you?
I was. I was at Aria on Friday night, obviously, with Chef Gino over at Herringbone.
Chef Gino Bernardo. Shout out.
But he wasn't the only chef in the picture. We also had Chef Scott Liebfried from Hell's Kitchen, who we also went to school with. Scotty, if you're listening, we love you, buddy. Dinner was great. So here's what happens. When you go out to dinner with one name chef and another name chef is cooking, game on. Like, they roll up their sleeves like, oh, really? The chef's here? I'm going to show them what's up. Gino kept bringing out the most unbelievable dishes that I've never even seen before. And I've known this guy 25 years.
Like what?
I couldn't even tell you. It was one after the other, after the other, after the other. And, you know, it's one of those meals where you get up, you're like, I can't even believe what we just ate.
I love his pokey, when he did the pokey.
His pokey is good with the crispy nori chips.
Like Hawaiian pokey?
Yeah.
Ooh,
but he does
good stuff.
It, and he does it with nori chips.
Okay.
Which are phenomenal.
Sounds fantastic.
He did some of his classic dishes. He did some oysters, some ceviche. He does a lot of seafood. He did a whole fish ceviche, which was wonderful.
Chefs love to show off.
He did his own version of white boquerones. Yeah. Do you know what boquerones are? Marinated anchovies.
Okay.
Which are fabulous.
No, I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah, those were amazing.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Marinated anchovies.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes anchovies.
Do you need a breath mint after that?
here's what people don't realize.
Depends on who you're with, I think.
Here's
really.
What people don't realize. When we think of anchovies, we only think of the kinds that
fish
are on pizza and Caesar salads, right? Those are salted heavily.
Something's
it has a
fishy.
Very heavy fish taste. When you're eating fresh anchovies that were just simply marinated in vinegar, I'm not letting you throw me off.
No, I'm not.
It actually has
it
a wonderful
like
fresh taste, and it doesn't taste fishy at all.
Something's fishy with
you didn't
Jeffrey.
Throw me off. I'm not going to let
Something's
you.
Fishy.
I'm on my game
Something's
today.
Fishy with Jeffrey
You're fishy,
with a G.
That's what's up.
You're fishy.
Something's fishy.
You're fishy.
You're out of order.
We're all out of order.
Well, a couple of events coming up next. This Friday we're going to be at Wayne Newton's Casa de Shenandoah with our friend Lisa Gay. And it's a Veterans Day party tribute, so all veterans get in free next Friday. I believe it's from like 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, but we're going to be there around noon with our podcast at 12:30. And again, if you're a veteran, please come on by, say hi. It's going to be at Wayne Newton's Casa de Shenandoah, and you can visit their website for more information. But we're doing our regular live show, and I'm pretty sure we're going to have the cast of Menopause and Bronx Wanderers out there.
With Cindy?
Yeah, I think Cindy Williams is going to be coming out.
Wow.
From Laverne and Shirley.
She is the best.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I love that show.
She's been on a few times, and Cindy's she's absolutely great. She's you got to hear her tell her stories.
Yeah, so Cindy's the best. So that's going on Friday. We've got to throw out a get well shout out to Joey Shinta, Frankie's brother, one of the Shintas that's performing at the Plaza. Get well soon, buddy. We love you. We hope you're going to recover really soon. And again, boy, everybody was at the show yesterday.
Oh,
at
it was Venetian. A who's who, right?
It was.
Clint and Frankie both performed.
Yes, they did. They did a number together.
We've seen them do that at. Where Kelly sings on Monday nights.
Kelly sings on Monday night, which is going to be tonight at the Bootlegger.
Fantastic.
On Las Vegas Boulevard South.
She puts on one of the best shows you'll ever see.
Try the Veal is all I can say.
Try the veal.
I was joking I would try the Veal, but I really do love the Veal at the Bootlegger.
It's the best in the city.
Lorraine's. I'd like the broken leg of lamb. So there's some shout-outs. Bronx Wanderers at Bally's. And Wayne Newton is also at Bally's. What do they call that? The window showroom. Vinny Favorito, our friend Vinny. If you get a chance, catch Vinny at the Westgate Britalian Restaurant. We did our podcast on Friday with Al B. Shore. I should do it like Al. A shout out to Las Vegas chef Carla Pellegrino at Britalian Restaurant on Eastern Avenue in Horizon Ridge. Britalian Restaurant combines recipes from Italy and Brazil.
That does not sound like Al at all.
Al, are you listening?
I had it the first time. I lost
that
it.
That sounds like Tommy Two-Toes.
Tommy Two-Toes. I really do think that Chef Carla's got the best pork chops in Las Vegas.
Amazing. You like the peppers.
Yeah, I like the hot peppers. I have them on pasta over the weekend. Great wine portfolio. What else do we got to talk about? I think that's it for Clint. Actually, Clint is going to be at your place, isn't he, on Wednesday?
At the Smith Center.
At the Smith Center for the Performing Arts.
He sure
arts,
is. Yep.
Our only cultural center here in Las Vegas that doesn't have stripper poles or slot machines.
Come out and see Clint.
But we're working on it.
Yes,
come on, see
please.
Clint on Wednesday.
On
8
Wednesday.
O'clock probably, around 8:30. I like when he does 8:30 because it gives you time to have dinner.
It's perfect.
I think 8:30 is a smart time to have a show.
Go to Triple George or Therapy Downtown and cruise
Plaza,
right into
the
Clint.
The Plaza has a shuttle,
well,
a free
you
shuttle.
You go to Carson Kitchen, and there's a wonderful new restaurant.
I haven't been to the new
two
edition.
Two blocks over, 7th and Carson.
Fantastic.
Yeah, 7th and Carson
is amazing. So.
You've been already?
Lots of choices. They're Look a great partner you. Of us over at the Smith Center. So.
Welcome to Food Talk.
Yes. Yeah,
he's a great guy, and Chef Craig does an unbelievable job.
Great, great work.
And do you also work with the folks at Carson Kitchen, Chef John and
Chef John,
Corey?
Where, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of great Corey restaurants Harwell. Downtown. You know, we've got a good variety.
We are finally starting to get a nice little collection of really cool restaurants that are open for lunch and dinner. A lot of them have patio and outdoor seating. And if you want to throw a really cool party, the rooftop at Carson Kitchen is amazing.
Amazing,
the roof,
right? Yeah.
The roof.
The roof is on fire.
Tanya wants today to be a swear day.
I want it to be a what?
A swear day.
A swear day.
Yeah, Monday's swear day.
I was mother effing it up before when we were here.
Oh.
I think we should take our first commercial break, and then come back and yell and rant and rave about bad refs.
There's some more.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Casaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Casaro Plumbing and A.A. Casaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Casaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacasaroplumbing.com today.
Leaving your keys in the ignition is an open invitation to a car thief. In their rush to get away, sometimes they don't bother to check inside.
Whoa, down boy.
Protect your ride. If you know something about a car theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. Good dog. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
This call calling all the way from Japan. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Jonathan. How are you?
Living the dream, baby. It's Monday. I'm trying to wake up, drinking coffee. Can you tell us about Japan? I know you're over there on an extended trip. What do you think of the Japanese so far? How are they treating you, Mr. President?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm very, very surprised. It's already Tuesday here. I find this amazing. These people, these Japanese, they're so advanced on so many things. They're actually a day ahead of us. It's tremendous. And I love the people. I love the Japanese people. They're so tiny. They're so tiny. They're so great. I can see why they made those transistor radios in the 60s, why they were so successful. So tremendous.
Mr. President, it's Jeffrey with a G here. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. I feel so great. I'm taller than everyone here. Everyone. They think I'm a god. It's kind of like a Gilligan's Island episode.
Prior to leaving to Japan, you mentioned that you may be swinging by and visiting with your buddy, Mr. Putin. Is that actually going to happen?
I don't know about a Putin visit because he and I, we talk all the time, Putin and I. Tremendous guy. What a great leader. Do you know he kills journalists? Jonathan, did you hear that? He kills journalists. How incredible is that? He jails them and then he kills them. He's so smart, that Putin. So smart. I'd like to ride with him on the back of a horse with my shirt off. But, you know, he's in much better shape than me.
So, I heard you were looking for Chinese food. Is that true that you were looking for Chinese food in Japan?
Yeah, oddly, in Japan, no Chinese food. But I'm being told that in China, China's tremendous. They're killing us in trade. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to make such great deals with them. But I was told the Chinese food in China is so good. So good. So good. But no takeout.
But what about baseball? What about baseball, Mr. President? Japanese are pretty fond of baseball, aren't they?
They're amazing. They're amazing. And they're very, very feisty players. Feisty players. A lot of our players are fat. You know what I mean? You know I don't like fat. Fat's disgusting. Disgusting. Fat's disgusting. Have you ever seen a fat Japanese person? No. You know why? Doesn't happen. Have you ever seen a bald Japanese guy? No. It doesn't happen. And all the women here look exactly alike. It's incredible. They all look exactly alike. You know, they're all like one height. They all have one hairstyle. It's really incredible. Really incredible.
Mr. President, this is Tanya Brennan. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is this is really amazing. You're the famous cheerleader.
You know, at one time, yes. So
well,
tell me.
Tanya, you're always going to be a cheerleader to me.
Oh,
you
well, thank you. Thank you
always,
so much, Mr.
Always.
President. Now, let me ask you about the fashion in Japan. Have you been able to do some shopping while you're there?
Well, I don't really shop because I only wear Trump suits, Trump ties, Trump shirts, things like that. But I'm sure Melania is going to go find something to spend money on.
So you're going to give her your pocketbook, correct?
No, listen. She gets a tremendous allowance. She doesn't need any more money from me. And I have to tell you something. They pretty much give her anything she wants when she travels.
Oh, she's beautiful. Well, it's so nice.
No one's allowed to know that, though. No one's allowed to know. She's incredible. She has an amazing shape. You know, we do a weigh-in the first of every month. And, boy, since I've won, she's been pretty much underweight every single month. It's incredible. It's like she's not eating.
I have an idea. Wouldn't it be like awesome for you to have your own cheerleaders, like presidential cheerleaders? How cool would that be?
We tried that with the kids, those little girls in one of the cities, but they wanted money. It's terrible. Everyone's so greedy.
What if, Mr. President, I actually rally some women to be cheerleaders, and I'll do the choreography for you, and I'll work something out.
Oh, that would be so incredible. I think you're so amazing. I've seen you. I know you. I love your work. I love the I have a poster of you in the red jersey with the, holding the football. I love that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a great
day. And you're doing something else now? Something, you're an attorney or something?
No. Well, I'm trying to practicing law with these two guys here in studio, but keeping myself busy.
Watch them.
We need a new title for Tyner. I think we settled in on Sports Chick.
I like that. Sports Chick. I like that. I like saying it. Sports Chick. I like Tanya Clinton, who I hate, by the way. Nasty, nasty. But you're not a nasty woman, right, Tanya? You're not a nasty woman.
No, Mr. President. I'm not.
I didn't think so. You seem so nice, and you're doing like sports management and things like that. You're going to be like Geraldine McGuire, kind of.
Absolutely. Jerry Maguire, that's me.
No, Geraldine McGuire.
Geraldine McGuire,
then I really don't want to talk to you anymore. That's very deceitful of you.
Oh, well, okay.
Show me the money, Mr. President.
Just the money, though, nothing else.
Anything else from Japan? Nothing else.
We're driving around. We're on the bullet trains, which is incredible because, you know, our infrastructure is falling apart. It's a mess. No one's doing anything. Terrible. And have you been to the New York subway? Have you ever been on that?
Yeah,
I've never been on
that.
It's terrible. Because I drive around a limousine all the time. And then I'm looking for Godzilla, and everyone's like, that's not real. That's, you know, fake news. I'm like, no, it's real. I'm seeing the movies. I'm waiting for him to show up.
Well, we always appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. We still have to get you into the studio when you're in Las Vegas. And have fun in Japan. Good luck finding Chinese food.
It's great. I gave out hats to, Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan. I call him Abe, like Honest Abe, like in our country. He's a tremendous guy. The hats were great. We're selling those online. We're going to make a lot of money for my defense fund. So if you can buy those hats, I'd appreciate it.
The POTUS, President of the United States, Donald J. Trumpenstein.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Can call me anytime when Melania is out of town.
Keep America great again. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, that was a fake president.
I am so freaking pissed.
What? That was Bobby, our board operator, who's becoming more and more a part of the show every week.
Yes.
I think we've got a phone call
including his phone call ringing.
I think it's my phone ringing, but, you know, I can't answer my phone.
No, it really is your phone ringing.
It really is. You guys, okay,
you want me to take over for a minute?
Here you go.
We could go to break. Let's go to a break. We'll be right back with another second half hour of Vegas Nonstop.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
In 2003, James Miner, a veteran of 26 years, suffered a paralyzing injury that changed his life. And his wife has dedicated herself tirelessly to caring for her husband.
My role is a caregiver. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week. There's no breaks.
Paralyzed Veterans of America has been fighting for over 60 years to make sure our veterans get all the benefits they were promised and all of the support they greatly deserve. You can help. Visit pva.org.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Roger Daughtry and the who are we, who are you, ooh, 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 ooh. I have a picture of Roger Daughtry flipping me off.
Yes, I saw the picture last week.
For many, many years ago, I offered him a cigar, and he said, sod off, mate. And he flipped me off, and I had somebody grab the picture.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten more of that.
I know. Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey, with the
G-line. Sod off, mate.
Sod off, mate.
I'm going to start using that.
Again, Friday, join us at the Wayne Newton's Casa de Shenandoah. Veterans are free. I don't know if there's a charge for if you're a non-veteran. That's a good question. Lisa Gay is going to have to answer that one. But if you go online and go to Casa de Shenandoah and look up Friday, we're going to be there from around noon, but we'll do our podcast at 12:30. And again, if you're a veteran, come on out and say hi. Have a drink with us, have some food with us, and have some laughs with us. Okay, let's get to the NFL. Do you want to talk about yesterday's games at all? You want to move? Yeah, Tanya does.
I think Tanya wants to talk about this weekend.
You want to talk about the 49ers?
No, not just the 49ers. I actually was very surprised at how many non-contact injuries there were this past weekend and leading up into the weekend. Excuse me, I'm suffering a little cold here, guys, but, you know, the passion's coming out.
No, you're fine. I want to hear about some of these injuries.
You know, and I think
that... You sound nasally.
I do sound nasally. I've got my cough drops sitting right here. Do the Ricola for me.
Ricola.
There it is.
Ricola.
So, it's unfortunate. You know, we have the Houston Texans starting out the season looking awesome and losing to Sean last week. It really puts a damper in their chances moving forward.
Congratulations, Houston, for winning the World Series,
yes,
though.
Yes, but so. I was a little bummed out for the Texan fans, you know.
How about my fantasy team with no Deshaun? No. He was leading all fantasy quarterbacks, 19 touchdowns, 30 points a game. I'm done now. Stick a fork in me.
Yeah. I think the game, though, of the weekend that I loved watching was the Redskins and the Seattle game.
That was a three point at the end, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. The reason I liked it, now I'm going to say it's fantastic, is because I don't like the Seattle Seahawks. So I was
happy with the outcome.
Any particular reason you don't like the Seattle Seahawks?
They're in our division. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but any particular player you don't like in the Seahawks?
Or coach?
I'm just not a fan of the Seattle Seahawks. No. So it was nice to see Cousins fight through, get the win in the end. So.
That was the ugliest game I have ever seen in my life. It was 7-2 halfway through the second quarter, and I thought I was watching the bottom of the seventh of a baseball game. What is going on with Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson and Dougie Baldwin and Jimmy Graham that they can't put up more than 2 points and a half against the Washington Redskins?
Right.
Please, at home, explain this to me.
Well,
he's mad now.
He's mad.
And he's now, fired
disgusting up disgusting to watch.
It is. And I'm going to tell you this right now, because when I walked in here today, I told Jeffrey, I got a rant. I've got a rant because I don't know what happened to the image of this league. I am a former cheerleader of 7 years. I still do work. With the organization,
for the league. Shield.
Okay. And I am, as a fan, disappointed at the fact that when I turn on my set, I've got guys in there popping each other. They're fighting on the field.
How about that yesterday?
That we've got
Superstar player like AJ Green, who has played like garbage all year long. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know some guys that have NFL ties. This guy just doesn't show up to play. He doesn't care.
And this is the problem. I think the players have a little too much say in what they're doing on their teams. I think the league has to set the boundaries and execute and follow through.
Hold on. Whatever happened to the coach of the team? owning his team, managing his team. How about Marvin Lewis sits his ass down next game and say, you know what, AJ, you want to play for the Bengals? You want to play on this team? You want to be a superstar wide receiver in this team? Act like it. Be a leader in the locker room. Be a leader on the field. Show the young guys how it's done and stop being such a punk.
Right. I agree. And I think that we've just got a little way too spoiled.
Well, I disagree.
What I saw yesterday
on the field.
Well, and here's
I think there's not enough rowdiness on the field.
Listen, he got pushed by an opposing player after the play ended. Fine, it happens. He came up from behind this player, put his arm around his throat, and threw him down to the ground. I'm sorry. And then started punching him in the helmet with his bare hand, which shows you how dumb he is as a receiver to risk breaking his hand as a receiver.
I love when it turns into wrestling.
Well, it's
I don't mind fighting. Listen, I grew up playing hockey. I think it's part of the game. It isn't always in football, but it is, right? Even preseason.
Absolutely.
Right? We see it heated on the field in preseason.
My point to this, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, don't, by all means.
My point is, when I worked with the 49ers, I was there for 7 years, and they expected us, even as a cheerleader, to go to the grocery store, made up, full makeup, full hair, because we represented
the brand.
NFL. And we had to dress a certain way. We had to act a certain way. We couldn't do anything bad if someone cut us off on the street because it would have come back and we would have gotten a call from our owner.
What about that road rage?
You were a cheerleader for 7 years?
For 7 years with the NFL. And so for me, it's a little disturbing when I see this behavior on the field. It's like, when are we going to show that we represent the NFL?
It's all the drugs they do. You think maybe like the steroids and all the drugs they do have something to do with it?
No, I think
just getting banged in the head.
You look at guys like AJ Green. What's Cam Newton doing? This guy's a clown. Yeah. This guy's 2 years removed from a 15-1 season and a Super Bowl where he got absolutely lambasted by a decrepit Peyton Manning and an unbelievable Broncos defense. Mm-hmm. This guy is awful. You want to wear a Superman and an S on your chest? Please.
And then run the ball in the end zone and think you're playing basketball and throw it down? I mean, to me, that's unacceptable. I've lost a lot of respect for
the guy. I just like that he's fashion forward.
No.
Well, I like that he dresses like The Mask, the movie with Jim Carrey.
How about a pimp?
Yeah, that too.
That's who he's really
Well, that's fashion
like.
Forward. I would call that fashion forward.
Well, I mean, there were...
Stone cold pimping, baby.
Oh, my goodness. A few good games this weekend, but a lot of disappointment now. I'm feeling it.
I can't remember one game that stood out in my head as something I enjoyed watching, I'll be honest with you.
Your 49ers are 1-7?
No, they have no wins. Hey, we're very consistent. Very consistent, us and the Browns.
Very consistent, nothing.
Oh, let's talk about bad football. Let's talk about the New York Football Giants.
Right.
That killed me. That killed all my tickets.
I don't know why you would take the Giants.
Well, because there was a lot of points.
Three?
Oh, because they were home dogs.
I mean,
just because they were home dogs.
Play an unbelievable defense that the Rams have, a hot quarterback in Goff, a great running back in Todd Gurley, and you're taking Eli Manning and the 1-6 Giants at home with a head coach by the name of Bob McAdoo, who couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag.
I like that his name is McAdoo.
They have no receivers.
Did you see that score? That was insane.
It was like 51-17? Yeah.
Insane. I don't know. Where's the defense? It's insane.
Tonight, the Lions are against the Packers at Lambeau, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Well,
how many points
are
they
against?
What's the current morning line?
The Packers are +2 at home.
Home dogs.
At Lambeau.
Who's quarterbacking for the Packers?
Brett Hundley. Yeah, Jeffrey says he is. Brett Hundley's QB in, but I got to tell you this. They're coming off of a bye off of this last week, and last time they played, they only averaged 4 yards per carry. So they better do something. They need to throw the ball down the field. I still think Pax will come out with a win. But
you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do. They're playing at Lambeau.
Jeffrey with a G?
You know, this is a very interesting game because obviously you do have the new quarterback replacing Aaron Rodgers, and they've looked pretty bad without him there. Although I got to tell you, I haven't been very impressed with what I'm seeing with Matthew Stafford and the Lions either. So here's a little stat for you. The Lions have one win in their last 26 trips to Lambeau Field.
But here's...
One.
Exactly. And this is even a better stat. Matt Stafford was in the red zone 5 times last week and couldn't score a touchdown.
Zero.
So I'm picking the Packs.
I'm going to take the Pack at home myself, and I think they're going to beat Detroit pretty handedly, and I think you're going to see the new quarterback get really comfortable with Jordy Nelson finally that he has. Mike McCarthy's
going to... Jordy's out?
No. Rodgers is out. Jordy's in.
Was that... Yeah? You sure?
Quite.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing wrong with Jordy, and as Tanya mentioned...
The paper said he was out.
Show me.
Well, we're on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
I suppose I could look it up.
No, Jordy's fine. I have him on my fantasy team. If he was going to be out, I would know.
Sure.
You would know.
But my point is, McCarthy's had 2 weeks to game plan for this game. He knows the Lions, obviously the division rivals. These two teams know each other very well. And I think the Packers are going to come out with a big win here tonight. And Lambeau will be rocking.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the weather like in beautiful Wisconsin?
Freezing. Too cold.
Not too cold.
In November?
It's not as cold right now.
It's like right in the low 30s.
Wisconsin, where you can smell the fresh dairy air.
I love that stadium, and the fans are amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, they're all owners.
Now Tampa Bay, Jameis Winston is going to be out for the next few weeks with an injury.
Another team, terrible.
Just announced
garbage
that.
Garbage to watch. Where's the muscle hamster? What happened to him?
Don't
he's
know.
On, that. He's on a case. He was Shady McCoy. They went on a detective case.
And
The propositionals aren't very interesting. Total completions by
Matthews. Because the game's not that interesting.
Yeah, total touchdown passes by Stafford, 1.5. How do you make a half of a touchdown?
He's either going to have one or two, or under.
So here's
In other words, they make the bets that you can't push.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you guys. Who do you think right now is on track to make the playoffs, but they're going to sneak out of the playoffs over the next few weeks?
So who's on track in the playoffs right now that's going to fall out of the playoffs?
Let's look at the NFC.
I have one team right now who's classic on a downhill spiral, Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Andy Reid. Yep. Comes out of the gate hot. They go 5-0. They knock the Patriots off in week one. This, that, the other thing. They're 1-3 since. And they looked terrible yesterday in Dallas.
They looked terrible. I think Jags is another team.
I love the Jaguars right now.
I love the
Jaguars.
And
I love the Rams.
Rams are for real. I know Rams.
I love watching both of those teams. And yep. I would love to see a Rams-Eagles NFC Championship game. Because if you watched the Eagles yesterday, man, did they throw
the
smack down.
Weren't they?
Another 50 points for Carson Wentz.
Well, what do you think about
Alshon Jeffrey?
The Saints right now.
Two-headed monster in the backfield with LeGarrette Blount, and now they just picked up Jaya Jay from Miami.
Yep. Great addition. The Saints are looking really good. They had a tough start.
Six straight wins.
Their defense looks fantastic. And Drew is 40 or not, say what you want. He's putting points on the board.
He is. He definitely is. And, granted, they didn't have a very tough game yesterday with Tampa Bay. Right?
That was pretty
at home. It was pretty much easy. A blowout. Uh-huh. I don't know what the score was, like 30-10 final maybe or something like that. But, I mean, it was over before it started. Halfway through the second quarter, they were 2-3 scores ahead of the game. But I do like watching the Saints, actually. And it's nice to see that they're doing it, not with Drew Brees throwing for 5,000 yards a year, but rather with their defense, because we know that's how you win playoff games, running and defense.
I agree. And I think you talking about the Eagles just a few seconds ago.
That's a fun team, man.
Carson Wentz right now is just on fire.
Certainly is. Leads the league with 20 touchdowns, I believe, or 21.
Yeah.
I just mentioned the two-headed monster in the backfield. Let me tell you something. If you haven't been watching LeGarrette Blount, and I am pained to say that my Patriots let him go last year after scoring
I just like his name.
18 touchdowns. and then you go and you pick up Jaya Jay from Miami. So it's almost like thunder and lightning, right? Mm-hmm. Jaya is sort of a smaller version of Blount. This guy runs so hard downfield, he drags three defenders with him every time. Then you throw in Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, their tight end Zach Ertz, and now Carson Wentz is really clicking on all cylinders. That's a very, very dangerous team.
Hopefully they keep it together for the playoffs.
And their defense is solid. They have a great pass rush. Mm-hmm. They were rushing the QB. I don't even know how many sacks they had yesterday. They must have had six.
It's crazy this year, too. Speaking from NFC West, you know, and I'll speak for the 49ers. If they could just have a few wins under their belt, that is the most inconsistent, other than the Rams.
Here's the game that's going to decide that. They have one game this year that they could win.
And it's this week against the Giants?
Against the Giants. We have the, what is it, 0-7 or 0-8 Niners?
I think we're going for consistency.
Are they 0-8 now?
They're 0-8. I think we're
going for a draft pick is what they're going
for. So we have the 0-8 Niners playing against the 1-7 Giants.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm taking the Niners.
You know the game that I'm looking forward to this week?
As Eli Manning sits on the bench and drools on himself.
I'm looking forward to the Bears and the Packers.
That'll be a good game. I'll take the Bears in that one.
At Soldier Field, Bears are -3. It's a 10 a.m. game on Sunday.
That's at home -3?
Yeah, -3.
I would bet that
right now. At the commercial, you're going to call it in?
I'll bet it now. I'll tell you why. It's going to be a short week for Green Bay after playing tonight
at
home. Back-to-back division games. Now, the Bears have been playing a lot better than people thought they were going to be. Their defense is outstanding. Trubisky is starting to come into his own. The running game with Howard in the backfield is not bad at all. Packers are going to have a hard time on the road with the Bears.
The Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, well, that's going to be my and it's televised. It's on Fox.
Packers tree. Ditka 72, Packers tree.
I am two teams that I am just completely in shock about. One is the Jets. Yeah. And one is the Denver Broncos. I don't know what the heck is going on with the Broncos right now.
It's called a guy by the name of Brock Osweiler. Right. There you go. Right. Need I say more?
Big disappointment.
He finally realized yesterday that he had a great receiver in Emmanuel Sanders.
You know what's surprising me is the Jaguars. You know, beginning of the season.
Dude, Jaguars are great.
My friend Jane, that ignorant slut in Jacksonville, had me throw a bet down for her that the Jaguars are going to win the division. And they were at the bottom of the rung before the season on a futures bet. Where are they now?
It's all about the run game. It really is. I mean,
They didn't have Leonard Fournette yesterday.
Right. And check this stat out. Adrian Peterson yesterday carried the ball 37 times. For Arizona,
wow.
37 times. So, you know, I think it boils down to a good run game.
I think it boils down to us taking another commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
If you want to be an adoptive parent, it doesn't matter if you're a little different.
I'm a book stroke.
Oh, really?
What you look like.
Your ears aren't pointy. I slept on them funny.
Or what you sound like. You just need to be there. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care don't need perfection. They just need you. Call 888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920. The game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Stop here on NBC, the Peacock Network, Sports Radio 920 AM. We're going to move on to Thursday night game and then make some picks on Sunday. Unless you guys want to talk about NHL or NBA, want to get anything, or UFC?
Well, listen,
the big fight on UFC.
There was a great fight this weekend. I think we talked about it briefly at the beginning of the show. Four-time champion George St. Pierre, GSP out of Montreal, came out of a four-year retirement to beat Bisping. I think it was in the second round, Bobby. Do you know, in the UFC, with a rear naked choke, cementing his place back at a rear naked choke.
Don't
you've tried that before, haven't you?
I'm going to try that a little later tonight. A rear naked choke.
That's a great one.
Well,
basically, it's when one fighter comes behind the other he can't block it, and he just chokes him out, and then you're forced to tap out, or you basically just get knocked out, or you faint, you pass out.
And also a fun sexual position.
Well, actually, wow. I prefer the arm bar myself. I like the arm bar.
Notice how I'm out of this conversation.
Seahawks and Cardinals on Thursday night. Cardinals, home dogs against the Seahawks. Jeffrey with a G seems to like it.
Well, I don't understand how Seattle Seahawks can be favored 5.5 points on the road against a division rival after what I saw them do yesterday at home against a very mediocre Washington Redskins team that beat them. So I'll take Carson Palmer and company. I'll take Adrian Peterson. I'll take Larry Fitzgerald at home against Seattle plus 5.5.
I agree. I'm going to take the Cardinals on that one, too.
So the line moved from 6.5 to 5.5?
Yeah, it came down a little bit because people came to their senses.
I think Larry's so strong. He's just so strong.
He's unbelievable. He's one of the current players in the NFL that is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. Lot of home dogs, home teams that are getting points. Minnesota against Washington Redskins in Washington. Redskins are plus 2 as of this printing. Is that still plus 2? And the Skins?
1.
One
is now Minnesota minus 142 and
a half. Do you care about this game?
No.
Well, actually,
no.
You should because it has a big implications in the NFC. Minnesota is sitting.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. And Bridgewater actually may be back for that game.
No way.
They announced it today. He might be
back
for that
game. I'd be very surprised. Minnesota sitting on top of the NFC North at 6-2. If Green Bay can pull out a win tonight against Detroit, they'll be 5-3 mm-hmm. and only one game behind Minnesota. So this is a big game for Minnesota to go on the road. And let's not forget, listen, Washington's 4-4 now after that big win. Obviously, Philadelphia is running away with the NFC East at 8-1, but they're right in the thick of things behind Dallas by one game. So it is a big game for both teams. And I think Minnesota takes this.
Did we all agree on Detroit for tonight?
No, we all said Green Bay, but thanks for listening.
Yes.
I haven't had enough coffee yet.
Detroit.
All right.
Detroit.
Packers and Bears. We talked about taking the Bears minus 3 at home at Soldier Field.
No soldiers.
Nope, not soldiers.
I just love the way the Chicago defense is playing. That is a very, very good team right now. Trubisky's getting more comfortable every week. They have some good tight ends. They have Howard in the backfield. I think, as I mentioned earlier, Green Bay, regardless of the outcome of tonight's game, are going to be coming off a very emotional division game, short week, going to Soldier Field, another division game, and the Bears are on a bye. They have plenty of time to get ready for this team without, obviously, superstar Aaron Rodgers.
Sports chick?
Yep. I got to tell you, I'm picking the Bears. I can't believe I'm agreeing with you on these, but maybe I should.
That makes two of us.
That's crazy.
And of course, I'm taking the Bears.
Yep, Bears. Of course. You're loyal.
Taking the Bears. What's happening with the Colts? I thought that they were done. I thought that they were put a fork in them.
What makes you think they're not done?
Well, yeah.
Playoff wise, they're done, but they won a game yesterday. That doesn't mean anything.
Great. T.Y. Hilton. Now they're 3-6, and it's been officially announced that Mr. Andrew Luck will not have any luck this year at all and will be out for the rest of the season.
He'd be out for the season.
Cor Ectomundo.
So even though 10 points, we're going to take Big Ben and the Steelers.
I got to tell you, Steelers are 6-2. Don't ask me how, because that is one ugly Steelers team. Mm-hmm. I've yet to see that offense click in any sort of way with the likes of a Big Ben, a Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. There's a lot of problems with that team. You could see it. Martavis Bryant has been benched after requesting a trade. I don't know. The head coach.
You're going to take the Steelers minus 10?
I'm not laying 10 points on the road with the Steelers, so I'll stay away from the game.
Yeah, they're in low scoring lately. You know, the Steelers.
If anything, I would take the over.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this one. Chargers and the Jaguars in Jacksonville minus 4.5. Does anybody care about this game?
Ugh, I love the Jags. I love the running game.
That's a tough game. I wouldn't want to give the Chargers and Phillip Rivers 4 points. As good as the Jaguars are on both sides of the ball, here's a team that can keep up with them offensively on the board, certainly. It's also going to be interesting to see if Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette is back for this game, because that'll make obviously a big difference in the backfield. But, again, I like the over here. People don't realize Jacksonville is one of the highest scoring teams in the league right now.
I'm just hoping they stay with it. We were just talking about that. I'd love to see them in the playoffs.
I call them the Jaguars because that's what they say on the commercial.
I'm not a huge Blake Bortles fan, but I like the Jags. I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we look at things like point differential in the NFL. Look at the point differential with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're a plus 89. I think that's the biggest lead in the AFC.
You want to explain what that is?
Wow.
Yeah, it means how many points that the team is scoring versus how many points the defense is giving up, right? Because that is how you determine wins. That's how you win games. Right now, the Jaguars are scoring 200. I'm sorry. They've scored 206 points. in 8 games. So they're putting up, 25 points a game at least. But they've only given up 117 points all season in 8 games.
That's fantastic.
So they're giving up less than 15 points a game, and that's how they're winning these games.
So you both are taking the Jags?
I'm picking the Jags.
Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
That's a tough one. I just hate giving Phillip Rivers 4 points. If it was 3, I'd be more comfortable.
Is it 4 or 4.5?
It's 4 right now and 41. I don't
have any of the over and unders when the sheet was printed.
See, conversely, you'd think a team like with Phillip Rivers would be putting up points. They've only put up 150 points.
I'm picking the Jags.
Taking the Jags. I'm gonna
hold off on that call for now.
I don't know.
Because remember, and I tell this to bettors all the time, you're not betting the team.
Right.
You're betting the number.
The numbers.
Yeah. That's the only thing that matters here is the number.
New
Doesn't
York
matter
Jets
who's under the helmet.
In Tampa Bay against the Buccaneers, what are they wearing underneath their Buccaneers hats?
Buccaneers.
They're Buccaneers. I don't have any
there
spread.
Is
I don't
no
have any
posted
line,
line on that right
no
now, pending
line.
What Tanya already brought up, which is a Jameis Winston injury. I will take the Jets in this game right now.
T, any opinion?
I'm picking the Jets.
Jets. Use your pen. I'll write down Jets.
J-E-T-S.
All right, Jets. Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals in Tennessee against the Titans. Titans are minus 6.
Down to 5 now.
Minus 5.
Another ugly game. Cincinnati is deplorable to watch. I just got a news flash a few minutes ago that A.J. Green will not be suspended. Don't ask me why, how. So let's go back to the league, right?
I missed that.
In what league did you ever live in and work in where what A.J. Green did yesterday, throwing that player to the ground, would not result in a suspension?
Absolutely.
Never.
This is insane to
Never.
Me.
Never.
This is why the league is turning.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left,
Sorry.
So let's do our favorite picks.
Right.
I like Cowboys and Falcons as a game to watch.
That's a division game, too.
Zeke Elliott, what's the story here? Playing, not playing,
as
going
of
before
right
the
now,
Supreme
he's playing.
Court?
Who knows? I mean, you never know from week to week what's going on with that guy. Here's the problem with that. The longer they defer the suspension, the bigger risk they run of not having him towards the end of the year and into the playoffs. I'll tell you what I think the best game of the week is.
Patriots-Broncos?
No, that's a joke.
No.
New Orleans Saints in Buffalo. In Buffalo. So now you have Drew Brees, the 6-2 Saints, hot as can be, 6 in a row, in Buffalo, in Orchard Park, which could potentially be a very cold game. Let's see what Tyrod Taylor and Shady McCoy are going to do here. I love this game.
McCoy.
This is a lot of fun, and I'll take the Bills at home in the cold to snap Drew Brees in the 6-game winning streak.
I got to go with the Saints. What I've seen in the last few weekends. And
indoors, in the dome.
I hear you. I know, but I think Drew right now is on a roll. Their defense
Those
is good.
Those Louisiana boys don't like the cold too much.
That's true. They got that
they
humidity.
Love their shrimp.
I know.
And po' boy.
Etouffee. Kind of knows all about New Orleans food.
By the way, that Dallas-Atlanta game is also a really
It starts
fun
with
game.
The roux, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
It all starts with the roux.
Good stuff.
Les Alabantan Roulette. Okay, give us a 3-pick or a 4-pick. Tanya.
I'm going to pick the Niners. Giants and the Niners.
What?
Big game this week.
What?
Let's see who's going to crack that one.
The Niners are minus 1.5 at home against the Giants.
There's got to be some hope.
Are you taking the Niners thinking they're going to win one game?
They should. One game. We got to win something.
Give me two others.
I'm going to look at Patriots and Broncos. Let's see. That's a tough one. And minus 7.
On the road.
I'm taking the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. I'll take the Patriots.
Jeffrey with a G.
Arizona at home plus 5.5 against Russell. Minnesota Vikings minus 1 at RFK. And I'm going to take...
AZ.
My New England Patriots minus 7 in Denver and Osweiler.
AZ Pats, and what's your third one?
And Miami there Dolphins plus 9 against the Panthers.
Thank you, Tanya Brennan.
Thank
Sports
you,
kick.
Guys.
Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. It's going to be a
great show.
And if you see us out, please say hello, stop us, and buy us a drink.
Thank you, Tanya.
Eat well, party Thanks, hard, Jeffrey. My friends. Be nice to each other. Be safe. Have a wonderful week. That's it, man. Eat well, party hard. See you next time. Please like and share us.
Don't tell me why I don't like me.